Many modern fibres are made through a chemical process and are originally derived from oil. But there are plenty of opportunities to create natural fibres from renewable resources, including cellulose from plants, protein from animals, and also mineral-based fibres. Dr. Brett Siddell from ADAS is an expert in cellulose fibres.
Essentially, once the crop has been used, so you take the wheat away, for instance, and you're left with the straw, you then leave the stalks in the field to essentially naturally rot, a process called retting, and then it allows the sugars to break down, and so it's easier to separate the fibres away from the main stalk of the crop. And that's similar across a lot of the natural fibres. In some instances where you have leaf fibres, because you can draw natural fibres from various parts of the plant, depending on the type of plant, and so there'll be quite a lot of mechanical processing involved to strip the fibres away from the actual leaf material in that instance.
And once you've got the fibres, what can you do with them?
A whole range of things. There's 25,000 different applications for hemp fibres alone. I mean, my area of expertise is looking at industrial applications, so in the automotive industry. People probably don't appreciate that in the cars they're driving around in, you can have up to 43 kilograms of natural fibres in various components. In marine applications, leisure products, and also probably more coming to the fore these days, applications within the construction industry in terms of natural insulation materials. And there's a big push from government at the moment to engage people within research in looking at biocomposite applications for various wall panelling or insulation materials, as I mentioned, because the advantage with the natural over the existing synthetic materials, which have been used since like the 60s, is that with the natural insulation, you don't need any protective equipment to lay the materials. So whereas traditionally you would need a breathing mask and gloves and full body coverings for sort of like glass fibre based insulation materials, with the natural materials you can simply lay them in your shorts with no gloves and no breathing equipment. So it's especially in confined environments, it's better for the operator in that regard.
Can they make things sort of almost like replace plastic? Because I can imagine natural fibres, you know, making clothes, making paper and those sorts of things. But what about quite hard things like the casing of a car or a box or something like that?
I think that's really one of the drivers at the moment, because there are estimates that we have a limited supply of petroleum left, which is used to make plastics in the end. So what they're looking for are alternatives to that, and natural fibres do present an opportunity. In the automotive industry, they traditionally use glass fibres, which causes a problem at the end of the vehicle's life. And with recent European legislation where in 2015, 95% of a car has to be recoverable. And when you think that we scrap 10 million cars in Europe alone, 96% of those cars are processed by shredder facilities. And of the remaining car, 25% of the vehicle remains as a waste material. So either in the form of plastics, rubber, fibres, foams and glass. The glass fibres last indefinitely, so the automotive industry was looking for a replacement that would be more suited environmentally to that particular industry. And natural fibres was one of those. So you can, at the moment, find natural fibres in the interior door panelling of cars, parcel shelves, headrests, seat backs, boot lining, and sort of like the interior section of the roof of the boot. And that's probably where people would recognise the natural fibres most from. But now we're starting to see exterior components such as bumpers, spoilers on the back of cars. And just last July, Lotus launched their new Eco Elise vehicle. And when you look at that car, you can actually see the bodywork, which is made from hemp fibres, and they've left a clear finish so that you can actually see the fibres going right away from the bonnet over the top of the vehicle to the back section. And they've also incorporated solar panels into the roof to power the engine. So in total, they've saved 32 kilograms of weight by incorporating natural fibres and other technologies, and they're using sisal fibres for the interior carpets because it's very hard wearing. And I noticed when I arrived here at the building, you've got coconut fibre-based mats at the entrance because they're very hard-wearing and, again, natural fibres. So people would probably associate natural fibres on an everyday basis in terms of mats, carpets and those types of things. But more and more you're seeing them in automotive environments. There are bicycles that people can buy that are made from flax fibres in conjunction with carbon fibres, quite expensive at the moment, but they've been using the natural fibres to A, bring the cost down, because obviously you're not using 100% carbon fibre, which is expensive, but also the properties that the natural fibres can impart on the bike, so you get a better ride comfort from that bicycle. These appear to be taking off, and I think really that's down to the current environmental climate that we're living in. Say 7 years ago, when I first came into this area, companies were very reluctant to tell you about what they were working on with the application of natural fibres. And now they're falling over themselves to spread the word of just how environmentally friendly their vehicles or other products are. And I think that's quite an interesting switch in a very short period of time.
That's Dr. Brett Siddell.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.